So we are recording. Oh no. And his brother did come up.
Oh well.
Oh well.
The room's blocked. He can't do nothing in mine. Nachos, the cheese.
So,
hey, cheese boy. Meow.
We have a mock up here.
King, come. Come.
And we're going to see how Kingy likes this booster seat.
Beautiful.
This is the pretest. To the live stream that will be happening tomorrow. Except this room isn't really suitable for a live stream, so.
No.
We're doing it as an audio.
Sit still. Sit. Sit. Wait. Thank you.
Cat, don't you get involved.
He's just going to walk around and sound off. As we do. There. Now you're in a chair.
So, what we have is this booster seat. Hi, Kingy. And he's shaking himself in it. He can actually stand.
I might actually put his pad in it from his crate.
Will it fit?
From his kennel. His smaller one, yeah. His smaller one should fit.
Seems like it'd be a little squishy, but anyway, this booster seat kind of looks like, almost looks like it's a backpack, kind of boxy thing, with that can fold up. I haven't seen it in fold-up mode, but it has this little pocket on top, on the front. You can put things in. I think it's kind of interesting that they put it there.
He's sliding. I'll be right back. I'm going to get his...
His pad?
You are, yeah. Yeah.
So is he belted in?
Yeah.
Okay.
He can't go anywhere.
It's strapped to his harness. And then the harness straps over the back of the seat.
And our door's falling off.
And the door's falling off. And, but, basically looks like a sort of baskety thing with a cushion on the bottom that kind of holds the dog in. And the dog is strapped to the seat so he can't go, like, flying off. Basically what happened there is the pad, he's kind of sliding around in the bottom of it, so we're going to try putting a pad down to alleviate things. I'm going to go ahead and pause this until the pad arrives. Oops.
Pause recording button.
This is really hard to undo.
So now...
Well, it's one of those.
We're doing a interim section here. We've got the pad back up, and, the pad up here with us.
That belonged in his first kennel.
That belonged to what we used to use, the kennel. Basically, crate, carrier.
Oh yeah, that actually fits like perfect.
Close-up-y thing.
Oh my gosh.
Now, we have... Hey! It does fit pretty good.
Don't fuck around. Look at that.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
So there'll be a picture with the pad as well.
And I can put his work gear.
And it has the packable pouch in the front to put his work gear in.
Because he wouldn't be riding with it.
But you can keep it with him, which is good.
I can't put...
His.
Treats.
Well, you wouldn't want to put that right in front of it, dude. That'd be right in front of his nose.
True. So I'm still going to have to carry his treats.
I think his treats, because you need to be able to control them.
Are on me, so.
Are going to stay on you.
His bait bag. So.
But all the other stuff, I
now
think.
Now we have the pad put in. Check it out with the pad in there. It's pretty cool.
So the pad fits.
I'm naked, so don't take any pics right now.
Thank you for warning me. Yeah, the pad does. Fits pretty good in there.
That'll keep him from skidding.
Just fits really nice.
It actually fits perfectly. Look
it actually
that.
Is. I think you're
it's
right.
It's freaking perfect. Look at that.
I think it fits that thing better than it fit the...
It does.
...original carrier than it...
Come. King, come. Let's try this. Come here.
Well, it was assigned to. So now we're going to put the dog up into...
Back in.
...the booster seat with the pad on it.
Sit. Yeah, he does a lot better. He doesn't skid. That's better.
And his brother, the cat.
Mr. Kitty Cat.
Mr. McCheese.
Hey, cheese boy. Whoops. Oh, it skipped. Don't do that. There we go. There you go, big guy. Look at you. Fancy boy.
And if I can, right now the environment is not conducive to taking one, but...
Bless you. Sit.
When we're done here, or when we have a sec, I'll
what
see
do you
if
think?
I can get a follow-up pic with the pad in.
What do you think? Huh? What you thinking? Pretty cool? See, my plan, the reason I used the wooden pick, or the wooden, that thing?
Chair, yeah.
My plan is in, at the UU, put him in this, in a chair, and he won't jump around and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think the UUs have the chairs in the UU have good clasping points.
Yeah,
though.
They do.
Oh, do they?
You just go around it.
Oh, so you can do it from behind.
I can do it from behind and under, or I can do it like it is now.
Oh, okay. So it goes.
That piece, the other piece that I pulled up. Like I did.
Mm-hmm.
That goes on the headrest.
Oh, okay. But you can do it without that and do a strap behind instead.
Or I can use it to strap behind, and I can use the other one to strap to the bottom.
Gotcha.
Like, he's sitting in it now. I can still do this, so I will. Watch him bounce around while I do it, though. It's gonna be funny. I'll show you.
What are you doing?
Another way to do it is these bad boys. This bad boy out.
So we're readjusting the position.
So I can show Terry what this looks like.
Taryn, a.k.a. Angus, a.k.a. Landris Gembar.
A.k.a. you.
A.k.a. the weirdo that is doing the narrative on this thing.
Just fasten it to the back like that. And then
the recorder on the street here.
And you go like this. You go... Come on. Come back out, you turd. Yeah, you're a turd.
Yeah, and there's a turd for you right there. This is an NS, obviously, as with most of our booze, audio booms are, it's an NSFW. Gotta remember to put that on there.
Well.
When I post it.
He's just a turd.
Who, the cat?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
He's meowing around like a turd, because he can. Aren't you? Not Joe's. Where are you, Nachos? Nacho cheese.
I don't know.
Nacho cheese. That's me. Farting with the back strap here. So I'm doing practice runs because I'm going to be doing some live vids tomorrow. From the bus, etc. and one of the things we're doing is testing this in real view.